as excited as me. I don't think so. I am so happy. And so you're in Chicago right now, right? Can you hear me, Coltrane?
Yeah, you kind of went off for a second.
Oh, I was saying.
No, I can hear you.
You guys are in Chicago right now, right?
Yeah, what?
You're in Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're just going to stay there. So you're not doing any shows or anything there? Just kind of hanging out?
No. We're just I'm just checking out the scene and just rehearsing more than anything and talking about the show and talking about. We also have a band together, so we've just been talking about that stuff too.
Well, I am thrilled, and you guys are going to be in for a treat when you come to the show this Saturday in Dallas at Sandaga. It's going to be amazing. But, you know, normally we talk, but let's start out and play a song so you can kind of get a vibe for people who don't know. You can kind of get a vibe for your sound, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it if you don't mind. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and play a song. It's one of my favorites and a lot of people's favorites, and you probably know what it's going to be. It's going to be Green. The song is just absolutely beautiful, man. It's an incredible track. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. That's cool, okay?
Okay.
All right, you guys are going to go ahead and play Green, and I'll be right back. And we were talking to Coltrane tonight on Cafe Chat.
Baby, I promise the next lifetime we see, I'll try harder to find you sooner. Wasting no time, destroying every bit of my heart with the other. Who knew that angels could fly so low? Watch how I compliment you in a crowded room. And who better for this to happen to but us two, girl? Cause if another thought catches your eye, you know I'm green. And if another voice catches your ear, you know I'm green. And if another beauty building secrecy, I'm behind me. No other exists for you. You're the yellow to my blue, and we make me. Sugar, now save the left ring finger for me. I'll be ready soon, nor later. Cause I'll take a bullet for you in the blink of an eye, crossing my finger. Cause forever with you seems like to me the perfect picture. Cause God would be much too generous to the simple red souls in us. I catch in your eye, I'm green. Pass into your ear, you know I'm green.
And you see another's beauty.
And another's beauty is rebuilding secrecy. I'm behind
you.
No other exists for you. Goes the yellow to my blue when we make me.
Oh, just look over your shoulder.
I'm green. Yeah.
Oh, I got news for you.
Oh,
I got news for you.
I'm green.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the beauty.
Oh,
yeah, I'm green.
See, yeah, the beauty.
Yellow to my blue.
No one, no one, no one, no one, no one.
Alright, you guys, we are back, and still hanging here with Coltrane. They just finished rehearsing, and they're trying to go get some dinner, so I won't keep them, like, all night like we normally do. We're going to give you some, I'm going to respect your time tonight, but we are definitely happy to be chatting with you. So, tell me about that song.
No, I'm happy to be on the chat as well.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry, we're just
having a little...
Just want to make sure everything is good and right so everyone has a good time and has a great experience. That's all.
Oh, my God. So tell us about the song Green. I mean, I love the words, but what inspired that song? I really want to know.
I recorded the song so very long ago. I don't know if one specific thing inspires any of the stuff I do, but it's definitely about that song was on the single for the beginning of a story that I was trying to write, and it was more or less about when I was writing that record, it was about me writing emotions as opposed to writing what happened. Even though I was trying to do some storytelling as well, it was about being open and honest and trying to reach the place of why I fell in love with music. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can tell Stevie Wonder was a huge influence over it. I mean, my first record, he was a huge influence. So, but amongst a bunch of different people, but I can't say one thing inspired it. But it is like, you know, a play on mythology that I've read. It's a play on the whole jealousy thing. And it's a play on how I see the world in general. Sometimes I just write about one thing to say something else. Put it that way.
Right. And I would say that a lot of people who listen to you already kind of know that when they hear something from you, there's going to be a story. You're a great songwriter.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that, you know, we all know when we get a Coltrane album. You know, we're going to be hearing some great lyrics, some awesome music, and of course some amazing vocals, so.
Thank you so much for saying so.
Oh my God.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I work really hard at what I do, so.
Oh, we can tell. We can tell.
Yeah.
So listen.
Yeah, it's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Exactly. And so, in case you're not aware, I mean, I actually have 3 albums by you. Do you have more?
Technically, it depends on what you call an album. The Seymour Liberty story is comprised of 4 pieces, but it's not, the middle piece is not really an album per se, because I gave it away for free.
Mm-hmm.
But so a lot of people said it was an EP because it was 3 tracks, but it was 15 songs. It was done in acts, almost like a play. So that's part of it too. That's called God Must Be a Boogeyman. That came second before Jungle Mumbo Jumbo. And then this last record, Side Effects, is the 4th piece. And the 5th piece is on its way too. It's already done. It's been mixed now.
Ooh, I'm ready.
It's the end of the story.
I am excited. And you know, your videos are interesting too. And so,
yeah, we try to think about those too. Sometimes they don't always turn out exactly how we want. But I mean, it is about, you know, certain symbolism and not trying to be. I don't know. We don't try to be different, but we definitely try to make sure it has a potent effect and not something that you just follow on a linear pattern. Like, you know, a lot of videos, you know, this is the beginning, this is the end, this is the middle. And that's just not how I see, and I don't think the musicians I work with, we don't see the world that way, or the directors or the creative people. We see everything in like a cyclical way, where everything is returning to itself. So that being said, we kind of have to make sure that our images are done in present flashbacks, in so many words. It's like, you know, all we have is the present, so we're constantly just trying to make that the idea of the past only having, like, you know, a certain effect, like an experience, but not necessarily what makes you. It's just help mold what it is. So, and we try to, you know, spell it out in our visuals as best as we can. I mean, that's saying a lot to say, you know, something that's just kind of simple with some kind of symbolism, but, you know, we're hoping to evoke a lot of different emotions and a lot of spirits that, you know, are definitely alive within our people.
Wow. I get that. Whenever I see your videos or listen to your music, I know you're in a whole nother place. But let's talk about I'm loving it. I'm in another place. let's go.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I know there must be more.
Hell yeah. So let's move to Side Effects. This is your latest work, and I love it, you know, and if you're not familiar, please go out there and research. And somebody post, you know how y'all, Tasha, Princess, Brevet, one of you guys post Coltrane's music on the thread, please. I know y'all are out there. And Lisa, whoever, so that the people who are not familiar with him can see it and they can go directly to his music, because we love you. But I would love to play another song, if you don't mind. Let's Pretend It'll Last. That song is so freaking dope, man. Tell me about that song. I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. What was it again?
Let's Pretend It'll Last.
Oh, yeah. That's, what can I say about that song? Well, the Side Effects EP is an extension of the last song on Jungle Mumbo Jumbo. It was called Wanted, and it was about Jungle Mumbo Jumbo in itself was about a bunch of different women that I had interacted with, or rather my character interacts with, and the last was a widow who found out she was being cheated on. She's a self-induced widow, and so we were. She kills her husband and his lover, and now she's on the run, and I decided to run with her. But like those stories usually go, you know, that kind of passion is only, it doesn't have any real foundation. It's just, it's about fire, and fire usually, you know, kind of goes out every now and again. Like, you know, it doesn't really, something that's not built on something that has a heavy foundation. It's just of the moment, a passionate moment. So, I think I was thinking about all those moments that I have that are like that, that just memories that I can't ever repeat. And so I think it was kind of based on that idea of,
cool,
well, you know, pretending that things can last, because that means you don't have a reason to be pessimistic about the true reality of it, that it, you know, it has its time and it, you know, its season, and it kind of has to end too. But that's, you know, sometimes that's a sad thing, because sometimes you don't want things to end.
Exactly. Well, let's play it, and then we'll come back and talk to you again, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, and we're going to go ahead and play Let's Pretend It'll Last from Side Effects, and enjoy. We'll be right back.
For the sake of revenge, I kept her some apple seedlings and it backfired. Let's pretend it will last.
so self-sufficient.
Yes, I love that song. And that's a great song, and I love the story behind that song,
Tokyo
Train. Yeah, that song is just beautiful. It gives you a feeling. But we were talking offline, and so I was asking, you know, if you're going to be bringing a product, and so you said the best thing ever. You said vinyl, and
yeah.
I am so excited. That makes me moist. I'm happy. We need vinyl. So let's...
Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. So you guys just know that Coltrane will have some vinyl on Saturday when you come to the show. And will you sign it, meet and greet, and take pictures and all that too?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, we're going to have a whole bunch of fun on Saturday. But let's talk about the Jungle Mumbo Jumbo, because when that album came out and I got it, and I was like, this is a different kind of album. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Where were you going? What was on your mind with this album? Because it's very unique.
I had just kind of been exposed to just another lineage that I kind of felt akin to previously. I just didn't know how to put a word on it, but I met the guy who composed, and he's actually Ben, who's my MD, who's coming with me to Dallas. We met years ago in Austria. I was on tour, and he was out there too. And we met, and we just started talking about different ideas. And at this point, he's a modern member of AACM, which is a music collective in Chicago. And at one point in time in the 60s, ACM and another unit called BAG in St. Louis were kind of interacting and trying to create something new, because jazz is on its way out, and they started to see that it was losing its essence, because rock and roll and all the other kind of music started to kind of override what jazz was. So these guys started coming together and just they kind of kicked off the whole experimental thing with like Sun Ra and so many. I can't even Richard Abrams, Muhal, it's so many different cats. And once I got exposed to it and started to study it, I heard different rhythms and patterns, and Ben was like the perfect composer for me to express myself on those kind of things. It's definitely, I was trying to be different. I was trying to go how I felt. And that's what came out ultimately.
I love it. Well, let's ask you some questions. We have a group. It's called, I know you're moving around, so you're not online, but I always ask our friends in the group to post their questions. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you some questions that they've posted and want to know about you.
Sure.
Okay, cool. And so Bravette wants to know, what is the origin of Seymour Liberty?
The origin of Seymour Liberty. The story in itself was I read a long time ago that the you become a complete person when you can create your own mythology. And that's kind of what what I am creating with that character. So I was really into history, mythology, amongst a bunch of other different things, sciences, especially the ancient black sciences. All these things kind of correlate to the same idea of mythology and creating a character and playing out all these emotions on a certain platform. So, you know, almost like a film too. I'm really into film as well. It was about creating a character, an idea, more than just a person, more like an idea.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And so we have a few more questions, if you don't mind. And let's see.
I don't.
Let's see here. I just saw a question someone asked me. Someone wants to know who your biggest influences are, and that's Tasha. And she wants to know, do you play any other instruments besides the drums?
Nothing else fluently. The drums were like my first instrument, so that's the only instrument I can say I play fluently. I play at other things. But a couple other projects that I collabed on, I did some keyboard work and a little guitar work, but not anything that's like extensive where I could say I would play out live. What was the first question? That's the instrument question. What was my biggest influence? That has changed so much to this point. The majority of what influences me really is not a particular sound or artist, just because like a record like Jungle Mumbo Jumbo, it kind of takes you out of your mind. So you don't really even think about what sounds super familiar. I don't even know how to really put that, but a lot of what influences me now is Sufism, different writers from Borges to so many different people. I read so many different kind of novelists too, but I mean, I guess to say the surrealists, just different people's stories. It's not really about a music influence anymore, because I've listened to so much and so many different kinds of musicians. Now it's just about the pulse. I can tell you that I'm influenced by anything that's creative and trying to move, nothing that's stagnant. So that could be anything from, a plant to an animal to some old document that set it right to me.
Now, in case you guys aren't familiar, Coltrane, you were part of the Platinum Pied Pipers back in the day.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did their second record. I was a featured writer and vocalist on the record that came out of Abundance.
Yeah, Platinum Pied Pipers were dope. They just kind of faded away. So, I loved the stuff that was on that second album. And
yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I had a lot of great experiences with those guys. I learned a lot from what you did. They were like my mentors for a long time in what I was doing.
Yeah, that I love YG too. I've met him.
He's a great guy. He's my brother. He's, we still rap every now and again. Yeah, he's still that same kind of guy. Mm-hmm. One of the few people who, really believed in what I was doing early on and was, trying to make sure that I was heard. So, thank him enough for that.
Let's play something else off of your album. I'm going to play Kiss of Death.
Okay.
Now, is it just me or are you a little dark? You seem a little dark in a lot of your songs. I mean, happy too, and it's borderline happy dark, right?
Yeah, that's kind of sometimes I don't want to say the intention, but I mean, so much of life is a double entendre. I think a lot of times, because you're a Western man and you're the only man who fears death. I mean, everybody else sees it as like a cycle. Mm-hmm. And they see it as a necessary part of existence in itself. And we've just been taught so much fear that just saying words like that puts you in a certain mindset. Until you put like kiss on it, then it has a romantic thing happening to it. But then you don't really know if it's a romantic thing, it's not a good romantic thing. But then you kind of have to decide how you feel about all those words, and that's one big thing that we try to make sure that those ideas are out there to evoke even just the thought.
Well, let's play Kiss of Death. I want to play it for the audience, and then we'll come back. We won't keep you on too long. I know you're trying to go eat dinner. Have you made it to your destination?
Yeah, I'm actually out on the patio. Ben is inside. think he's drinking or I don't know.
He's drinking his dinner?
But yeah, I think he might be. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Well, let's play this song, and then we'll come back, and we'll wrap it up. We won't keep you on too long tonight, because I know you guys got to get ready to come here. And we're thrilled. So let's go ahead and play Kiss of Death, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to you about where people can find you online and where they can find your music, you know, yada, yada, yada. But let's go ahead and play this song, and I'll be right back.
Could be so mean and sweet and innocent and so guilty, coming to thrill, coming to kill. What kind of creature could sigh and moan and play her part as the worthy on the throne? None other than a witch, an irresistible bitch. I love you. Is this the kiss of death? The apple in the tree. Is this the kiss of death? Doesn't belong to anyone. A daughter of the moon and sun. Too hot to handle. Too cold to hold. When was desire so pure and deep as her inside? My angelic heart. Is this the kiss of death? The apple in the tree. In the sun.
And y'all, we're in for a treat. Me and Coltrane have been talking, so we're gonna have a great time on Saturday. Coltrane, I'm gonna let you go eat dinner, but before you go, and those songs are amazing. Just imagine what the rest of the music sounds like, you guys. I'm not keeping him long tonight because, Coltrane, we normally stay on here like an hour, hour and a half. We'd be chatting.
Really?
Don't worry about it. Well, I'll catch you on Saturday. And,
okay.
And
we can do something when I get there if we need to.
Let's do it. We're going to do it. And okay. So I'll come up with something, even if it's a meet and greet or whatever we got to do. But anyway, and we're going to make sure you get fed while you're here. So I told him, you guys, my people online from Texas, we're going to take him to Papa Do's. So anyway, tell everybody where they can find you online before we jump off. Can you hear me, Coltrane? Your janky phone.
I didn't even know.
Okay.
It's bad over here.
No, we're gonna need you.
I don't know if it's this porch. It's not really covered though, but for some reason it's causing all kind of chaos and disorder.
Did you say porch? You said porch. Huh. Okay. Coltrane, tell them where they can find you online, and then pretty much everybody's close to where they can find. It's okay.
You're not these sirens are going off.
It's okay. You're outside. All right, now go ahead and tell them where they can find you.
Twitter.com/Coltrane, Facebook.com/Coltrane. I don't have a site yet. I'm building that right now.
Okay.
We've got a few different things we're working on for, like, official site stuff. But right now, it's just a social media situation. But,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, God Must Be a Boogeyman is still free online. You can pay what you like, I think, if you just Google it. It's called God Must Be a Boogeyman. It's still online, out there somewhere. So that's like the second record that came out. So people know. Still try to encourage people to listen to it.
Cool. Well, listen, I so appreciate you taking time because we were supposed to do this 4 days ago. And
it's fine.
Enjoy your meal.
It's an honor. I appreciate that the look. We've been trying to get down there for a minute now.
Exactly. And I was determined to make it happen. So thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you on Saturday. We're going to have an amazing show Saturday night at Sandaga 8:13.
Yep.
You guys, if you don't have your tickets, make sure you get them. I already told them to bring me some vinyl because I'm definitely supporting. I'm going to get Lisa some vinyl because she's going to be out of town, and she's one of your biggest fans. So let's have a great time. Enjoy your dinner. Tell the guys I say what's up, and we will see you on Saturday.
Sure, we look forward to it.
All right, my dear. And have a great evening. And thank you guys for hanging out with us and, making the adjustment to Thursday from Monday. And I'm just so happy that you were able to make it happen today. So I will see you on Saturday morning at the airport.
Yep. Okay.
All right, man. Peace. Have a good evening.
Okay. Peace.
Bye-bye.